Chip empires, foldable phones, and the Reddit paradox. TSMC posted record July revenue of approximately $14.5 billion, up roughly 45% year over year, driven almost entirely by advanced chip orders for AI applications. The company is simultaneously committing capacity to a joint venture with Sony to build a $6.3 billion image sensor factory in Japan, a deliberate geographic diversification of semiconductor manufacturing that both governments are actively encouraging. Image sensors power smartphones, autonomous vehicles, and industrial cameras, making the investment strategically significant beyond AI alone. SpaceX and Tesla jointly announced a $16.8 billion chip factory in Texas, extending Elon Musk's vertical integration ambitions across semiconductor manufacturing, AI development, rocket systems, and social media. Whether building proprietary chip capacity delivers the supply chain security the companies seek, or represents an overextension into an industry with enormous capital requirements and long payback periods, remains an open question. Musk's net worth crossed $800 billion again following SpaceX's post-earnings rally, a level of individual wealth concentration with no historical precedent. For context, the GDP of the Netherlands in 2025 was approximately $1.1 trillion. Apple faces a DRAM shortage, leaving approximately $1 billion worth of chips sitting idle ahead of the iPhone 18 Pro launch, a supply constraint that could affect launch volumes if unresolved. The company separately pulled a support document about the Qwen AI system from its China website within a day of posting it, a move analysts read as a signal that Apple intelligence integration with Chinese AI models is nearly ready for formal announcement, but was not intended to be visible yet. Apple also reportedly scrapped a plan to ship iPhones preloaded with user data over privacy concerns, a decision that became public through what appears to be a deliberate internal leak. On the product roadmap, Apple has reportedly mapped three distinct generations of foldable devices through 2028, suggesting a committed product line rather than an exploratory hedge. Reddit finds itself in an elegant technology paradox. It is reportedly the single most cited domain across major AI tools, including ChatGPT, Claude, and Perplexity, a status that has attracted bad actors who flood the platform with content optimized for AI consumption. The authenticity that made Reddit valuable to AI systems is being degraded by the very prominence those systems have conferred on it. Multiple simultaneous fiber cuts in Southern California disrupted Verizon service across the region, a pattern that suggests either organized criminal activity or something more deliberate, and a reminder that sophisticated cyber defenses provide no protection when someone with wire cutters reaches the physical telecommunications layer. A bettor suing Poly Market for $170,000 over how the prediction market resolved a dispute about whether Trump mispronounced Khamenei may represent the first significant legal challenge to prediction market dispute resolution, with potential implications for the broader legal framework governing platforms that have long operated in a regulatory gray zone.